Hey, hun. How are you? No, you are definitely not interrupting any. Besides, I always love hearing from you. How are you? You doing good? I am very happy to hear that. Of course I am. I always prefer my man to be in a good mood. I mean, it's definitely better than the alternative, right? I know I'm not wrong. It does, in fact, happen on occasion. You're not sure of that. You know what? Shush. I miss you too. You know, you actually just called at the perfect time because I have a very long drive ahead of me, and, well, you always make for the best company. Yeah, long drive. Instead of having dinner at my parents', we ended up moving it to my grandparents' farm, so I'm a little ways out at the moment. I left about 20 minutes ago, though, and at least I think it was. But it's currently raining, so I'm trying to take it easy. Just, let me know if you have trouble hearing me. The rain's coming down pretty hard. It's raining there, too? Well, maybe we can play pretend and imagine that I'm actually not that far away from you. Or is that too silly? You sure? Because that feels like it's bordering on cringe. Oh, just a little bit. Alright, I think I can deal with a little bit. That's fine. I mean, the dinner was fine. It was like all the other times. I ended up helping my uncle and grandma make the sugar cookies. And then we had this contest with all the kids. You know, most of my cousins. And then we put on a bunch of different icing and sprinkles and just so many other things so that they could have a decorating contest. Although, my sister just had to declare that she is far too old for such shenanigans. She made it a big deal that she's 14 now and she's basically an adult, so, like, why would she do that? It does sound like her, doesn't it? But there were still plenty of kids to enjoy decorating, so that was fun. Yeah, maybe I did take part in it. My decorating skills actually came in second place, so you are dating second place winner for the decorating contest of sugar cookies. No big deal or anything. See, it was because I knew how to handle the icing. I'm mature in my years, so everyone else was just like, squeeze, and I was just like, no, we gotta take our time. Take our time. Yeah, I know. Tell you more? What do you want to know? Everything. Why is that? You know what? You are too cute for your own good. Like, you're just so cute. Fine. I will tell you all of the useless things about my family dinner so that you feel like you're a part of it. Anything to make you smile. And have no doubt, I can hear the smile. Yes, I can hear the smile. Your cheeks are going full chipmunk right now. I can hear it. I can hear it because I know you. Yes, I do. You did not just go there. I know you. Yes, I know when you're smiling, and you're smiling right now. Well, no, you're not smiling right now. You've got that cheeky smirk going on right now because you know you're getting to me, but you're not getting to me, but you like picking at me. No, I know. I kind of like it too. Well, the food was delicious. Once again, the corn was superb. Yeah, superb. I had to exaggerate. That's how my 4-year-old cousin is saying the word. No, I don't know why a 4-year-old is saying superb. See, she has me saying it now. No, I'm not saying it makes any sense. Superb. There we go. But she's been saying it like that. She's so cute. Desserts were great, as always. My aunt actually didn't burn the rolls this year, so that was certainly an added bonus. Yes, because I'm obsessed with bread, I know. You know what? I love that you know me, and that you get me. Yeah. And, like I mentioned, there were cousins everywhere. And I'm, you know, like always, I'm the oldest. So, I ended up having to observe a lot of their angsty teen shit. Which, like, I can relate to. But I still find it quite annoying. Mostly because I know that I was the exact same growing up. And I kind of don't want to admit I was that annoying. But, you know what? Shit happens. But I was the same. Except I was emo. So, instead of TikTok, I had Tumblr. And then I basically lived in earbuds just to blast Pierce the Veil, Suicide Silence, Bring Me the Horizon, you know, basically all the stuff that I still listen to. Yeah, I know you know. No. No, I had a lot of fun. It was fun. A little different this year, though. Well, I was certainly missing you a lot more. Oh, absolutely. No. You're the cute one. You know what? I will fight you right now. My fists are up, but they're not really up because my hands are on the wheel. Yes, of course. No, you're the cute one. No, you. Grr. Yes, Kurt. Or should I say rawr? It means I love you, dinosaur. See, I'm still an emo. What else did happen? There was just a lot of, you know, craziness going on because lots of kids, lots of aunts and uncles, there was wine involved. It was just, it was fun. I mean, why do you want to know more? It was a simple enough dinner. We were there for like 6 hours, probably more actually. And then we all got to open up a present from the grandparents. Did I ever tell you how Christmas Day usually works with us? Maybe, okay. Well, my grandparents have 5 kids, okay? My parents have me, my sister, and my brother, okay? So that's 3 right there. Outside of that, there's my first uncle, who has 2 kids. And he's divorced from their wife. Yeah. So that's 5. My second uncle and his girlfriend have 1. They're 6. My third uncle has 4. 3 different moms. So that's 10. And then my first aunt has 2 kids with her wife. Okay? So there's 12 kids right there. And then there's the spouses, there's the different sides of the family, there's the various other families just from, you know, different kids and all that. So basically what happens is all of us at some point, we do go see my grandparents on Christmas Day, right? Yeah. But we're never all in the same place together for Christmas, which is why we always have Christmas Eve to celebrate together. You know, I know it probably doesn't make any sense, but someday you will experience the chaos of it all, and you'll understand why it is pure madness. Yes, pure madness. It's pure madness because these are all kids that are like, let's see, so my sister, she's the second oldest. She's the second oldest now, and then goes, my first cousin, okay? So, after that, everyone else is under the age of 10. Well, no, wait. I count, no, okay, more like 12. But either way, they're all young. So that's a lot of just kids. No, I mean, it wasn't that chaotic. It's just, It's a lot. It's really a lot. That is a lie. I don't believe you. You can't wait. Yep. Thank you. Well, okay. Aside from that, I know you can't wait. You've been talking about it all year. How you can't wait to celebrate any holidays with my family because of just how I describe them. But you met them, remember? Not all of them, but you met most of them. Yeah. So you remember slightly how chaotic it can be. And that was just half of them. Anyway, you know what I can't wait for? Just celebrating a holiday together, especially Christmas. I mean, we've been dating for, like, over 2 years now. And I just can't wait to finally experience a holiday with you. Even more so since we've really only been together in general 3 times. And it's been like a year since I've seen you without a camera being involved. I'm sorry, I really don't mean to be a downer, I miss you like crazy. I wish you lived like 10 minutes away because honestly all I've wanted lately is to just crawl under your bed and just bury my head against your chest because that sounds so comforting and so perfect and very warm because you're like a personal space heater. No, I am most certainly not quoting Twilight. That's not the point. It's an accurate description of you, okay? It is. Yes, it is. I say so. I miss you too. Oh. One day, we are going to have that perfect holiday together, and I just know that it'll be everything we've ever wanted. Yes, and we can do everything we've been talking about doing. Making cookies, watching Christmas movies, and, you know, I can spend the holiday with your family or you with mine, and just, it doesn't matter. We'll be together. Speaking of which, how's your family? I know you'd mentioned that your mom hasn't been feeling the best. Is she doing better? She is? That's so good. That's great. I'm really glad to hear that. I mean, I know you mentioned that it was just a simple cold, but I am still glad that she's feeling better. I remember you telling me that her favorite holiday is Christmas, so I know it would put a damper on things if she was sick, right? Yeah. See? That's why I was asking. You know, I actually talked to her on the phone last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I needed to talk to her about Christmas presents. I was telling her what I wanted to get you, and I wanted to make sure that she hadn't already planned for something similar. And lucky for me, she was getting you something else. Yeah, I already sent it. Why, has it not shown up yet? Seriously? Damn. I was really hoping it would make it to you for Christmas. I'm sorry. Well, I am sorry, though, because I know that you've been feeling really down lately, and I know that I've been there for you every chance that I get, but I still wanted the package to get to you so you'd have something to really smile about. I know that I don't have to worry, but I'm sure it'll get there when it gets there, but I just... Still doesn't change the fact that all I want to do is wrap my arms around you and let you know that you're safe and all that, and I just want to be there for you. And how do I manage to do that every night? Do you really mean that? When we talk, I always feel better too. You always put this stupid grin on my face. Yes, the one I'm wearing right now. Well, you can like that stupid grin all you want. No one's stopping you. I'm just saying that it's kind of obnoxious for me. Because I've got chipmunk cheeks, big round face, you know. The works. I love you. I know that you wish you could get me a present, but I understand, I get it. And I have absolutely no problem with it. Okay, would I appreciate a present from you? Of course, you're you, and I would love it. But I don't need a present from you. Besides, each time we talk on the phone, it's like a whole new present. Yeah, I said what I said. So technically, you've actually given me more presents than I've given you. I better up my game. Of course I'm sure. Look, I really hope you know that I appreciate every single call from you, especially the video calls. I know it's pretty sappy, but it's sometimes the closest I have to be with you, and I love and I appreciate you so damn much. You mean the absolute world to me, you know? You do? You can hear the smile on my face. You know what? Fine, that's fair. Oh, God. I really wish the present was there for you. I spent so much time and so much effort making sure that it was perfect. Can you at least check the front door one more time just in case it was delivered? I know it's rare, but it might be there. Yeah, I know that it's Christmas Eve, but what can I say? I'm hopeful and I'm really desperate for a Christmas miracle. I guess I'm just really eager to see what you think of it. Take your time. I'll be here. Yeah, I am already home. I guess I'm just so caught up in missing you that everything else seems like it takes forever. It's just so unfair. I ain't being dramatic, right? Yes, you're not wrong, but downside, I'm your dork. Exactly. All yours. That problem? Good. That's all that matters. And why should I tell you about this gift? Yes, you can have a single hint. Just one. Can you wear it? I mean, technically, yes. Not easily, though. But it can be pretty warm when it's wrapped around you. I'm so sorry that it doesn't tell you anything, but I do technically have to give vague answers. I know I don't technically have to, but I want to, and I don't want to give it away. Why do you think it's a coat? Excuse you, I am plenty good at hiding things. What's your reasoning for this nonsense? You did mention that you needed a new one, didn't you? Fine, you're not completely off. Well, is it out there? I didn't realize it took that long to put on shoes. Nope, I am most certainly not antsy. I am just eager. Yes, very eager for you to get your present. Now go outside, please. Pretty please? For me? Good.
Hi. I told you I was excited for you to get your Christmas present. What? You mean this isn't my home? Shit, I think I made a wrong turn back there then. God, I have missed that so much. Why do you want to look at me? Because I'm beautiful? Fine, I guess. Look all you want. I mean, I was telling you about the family dinner, but I didn't... I mean, no, I guess I did tell you. I just left it. I told my family how how much I really wanted to surprise you for Christmas. Because I could afford to, and I missed you so much. And I hated that I couldn't be here for you with everything going on. So, they all agreed to move the dinner 2 days earlier. And then, I left early, and I've been driving since, so I'm really tired, but God, was it worth it to see the look on your face? Oh, come here. I told you I was good at hiding things. Well, believe it, I'm here. And I'm also here for the next week and a half. Why do you think I kept asking about your plans? You kept saying that you had absolutely nothing going on for the rest of the year, so you were all mine. And here I am. Best present ever. God, I miss seeing your face like this, and just the fact that I can actually touch you. Like, sometimes I'm convinced that you aren't actually real, and here I am, though, when I can feel you, and you're real. I missed you so much. Yes, that is why I was talking to your mom. She encouraged this whole thing. I told her it was probably crazy, but that I wanted to do it. And she was like, no, you have to do it. Just imagine the look on his face, and here's the look on your face. I also wanted to make sure that it was alright for me to show up for Christmas, since, you know, it's always at her house, and I really didn't want to intrude. I know I don't, but I really don't want to be an inconvenience. Never. Okay. You, however, need to prepare for a lot of kissing tonight. We have 7 whole months to catch up on. Good. Don't let go, ever, please. Just squeeze, hold, hug, whatever. I just want to spend all this time with you, and I'm basically attached to your hip at this point. Sorry, that's how it works. You're fine with that? Fine, good, good. You know, I actually did get you a new coat. Yeah, it's in the back seat. I did. I really did. I still wanted to get you stuff, so I did fill a box with your favorite treats and just, you know, cutesy shit and, of course, the new coat. Wait, are you tearing up? You didn't realize what? Oh, baby. Trust me, I needed to see you badly, too. Like, I guess I didn't realize how much even until now, but I'm here, and you're here, and we finally get to have this perfect holiday together. Just like we always wanted, just like we always talked about. I love you too. Mm-hmm. Now, I need help bringing my stuff in, but after that, I am all yours and you're all mine. I mean, we have a lot of catching up to do. And I want to enjoy as much time as I can with you before I absolutely drop from exhaustion. Yes, I really did drive this entire way. Barely any breaks. I had to see you and I didn't want to lose any time with you. I can get sleep when I'm with you. I sleep better when I'm with you anyway, so that's all I wanted. And I'm here, and we can spend the holiday together, and it'll be great. It'll be wonderful. And I'm the one tearing up now. I love you so much. Merry Christmas, baby.